Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Hey, mama, I am so glad you're here. I know I say this every time, but seriously, for real, I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the stress of holidays and what you can do to reduce that mental stress. And it all starts with your mindset, and then we'll get into some practical things that you can do to lower the holiday stress. But before we get started, did you know that I have a coaching program specifically for you, mama? If you are stressed and overwhelmed, if you feel like you're running on empty, if you feel like you're literally constantly reacting with your family, if it feels like you never have any time to yourself, if it feels like you're literally a ticking time bomb that's going to go off at any moment, if you feel like you're failing in motherhood, if you feel like you are overwhelmed, and one more thing is just going to take you over the edge, I want to invite you into my group coaching program that is starting next week. It is a 6-week coaching program, and we'll get to the root of your overwhelm and stress. We get down and figure out what is truly weighing you down. What is that one thing that when it's addressed, it's gonna affect positively the rest of the things, right? There's always that one thing that is weighing you down. Oftentimes there's little things that are contributing to it, but we are going to get to the root of it. Why do you feel like you're failing in motherhood? Why are you always stressed and overwhelmed? I'm going to teach you practical things that you can do to lower the stress in your mind, actionable steps that you can take today to feel less triggered by your kids. I'm going to teach you how to process stress in a healthy way, how to release it so it doesn't stay in your body, how to communicate when you're overwhelmed and stressed out so you don't like freak out on your family. We are going to come up with a plan, things that you can do today to feel restored and create that space for yourself on a regular basis. Figure out what your limits are, what things you can say no to, delegate to, how to ask for help without guilt. Like, there's so much to it. It will completely transform your life. If you feel like you're literally like a hot mess all the time and you don't even know where to start, I'm here for you, mama. I'm inviting you. This program is like amazing. It's totally something that I wish that existed when I first got onto this motherhood journey, when I was going through the midst of it and things felt so heavy and so overwhelming. I wish somebody had this program for me. I'm a person who needs that emotional guidance and support, that mentorship. When I share with another mom who can help me feel seen, heard, and understood, and give me give me something to do. Like, I don't want to just vent about it. I need an actionable step that I can take today to see the difference in my life. So this is what it's for. If this is you and you're resonating with this and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm really dealing with all this and I'm ready to literally do something about it, I want to invite you into my group coaching program that is starting next week. So this is the week to sign up for it. You can, in the show notes, there's a link that's emotionallyhealthylegacy.com/group coaching. It goes into detail what the program is about and how it works. But if you are feeling like this is calling you and it's just pulling at you, in the show notes, there's also a link to book a call with me. You can book a call with me this week and we will figure out if this is the right fit for you. Because sometimes it's not, right? Sometimes I will tell other mamas like, this can help you, but I think therapy would probably be a better fit for you. So And we can figure out if this is the right thing for you. And if you want to just do voice memos, we can do that through Instagram as well. We don't have to do a call to figure out if this is the best fit for you. Anyways, mama, in the show notes, go book a call or send me a message via Instagram. Say, I'm interested in your group coaching, and we can go from there. All right, let's get into our episode today. So what are the things that are weighing you down this holiday season? Oftentimes it's financial stress, right? Like we have all the things that we need to spend money on. Pressure maybe to make it special with your family, with your kiddos. Pleasing the family members, right? Pressure to just get all the things done, right? I feel like when holidays come, I don't really notice that men and husbands kind of, you know, feel that pressure. They're just like show up and they're like, oh, our kids got this for Christmas. Oh, cool. They're just as surprised as the kids are on Christmas Day. At least my husband is. I'll tell him like how much I spent, but oftentimes he has no idea what the kids are even getting. Just because, like, I don't know, all of this typically falls on moms, right? So, and just like the home schedule and this, the home and just the schedule of all the activities and events that are coming up this Christmas season, there's just lots that will cause that stress and overwhelm for mamas. So, why is it really important for us to do something about this and not just like go with the flow of the holiday season? What I mean by that, it's like if you think about the previous holiday seasons and Christmas and, you know, Thanksgivings, when you think back of the previous years, how did it feel? Like close your eyes for a second if you're not driving, but just like think back of how it felt. Did it feel super chaotic? Did it feel overwhelming? Did it feel stressful? Or did it feel like peaceful and calm and just like chill and just happy memories? How did the previous few years, the holiday season, feel for you? And I want you to kind of like reflect. I think that is our step one. Reflect how it was. And did you like the way it was? What worked and what didn't work? Like, this is something I want you to journal through. This is an actionable step for you today that you can take this week. Journal through your holiday season of last year and how it felt, what worked, what didn't. Okay, we first have to reflect of what's like not working before we know what to do different. And again, why is it so important? Why am I so passionate about teaching moms how to reduce that stress and overwhelm? Because I can tell you 100% certain that your stress levels are really contribute to you feeling reactive. If you are stressed out and overwhelmed, as I've told you in other episodes, your part of the brain that helps you make positive choices, help you stay calm and grounded, gets turned off and you tend to be reactive. Everyone is like that. Or you kind of turn it in on yourself and you just kind of deal with it, but then it causes anxiety and depression and other issues, right? But this is why it's so important to address it, because if you don't, it's going to come out in negative ways. Like for me personally, when I'm overwhelmed and stressed out, I start being frustrated. I start raising my voice. I start having attitude. I start feeling resentful. And how is that coming out? It's coming out in raising my voice, like that tension with my kids and that attitude, frustration, and then they mirror it. And same thing with my spouse. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. I don't like how the energy of the home shifts when I do that. So, which means I need to do something different about it. So recognizing, like, what does stress do to you? Like, what does the stress and the overwhelm actually show up in your body? I know for some women it comes out in like health problems, but for me, it really shows up in my like my attitude and my voice and my tone. And I really don't like how it shows up. Like I don't show up as my best self. And believe me, I still have days like that. And what is good being on this journey is knowing what I need to do And if you're at a loss where you don't know what to do, that's what I'm here for, right? That's what my program is for. That's why I'm here. And that's why I do my coaching, to help you figure out what is the root, what, how can we address? Because honestly, that's what I'm really good at. I'm really good at figuring out the root issue of things and giving people tangible advice and suggestions on how to make things better. It's just like my thing. I love to give people advice. Sometimes you don't even ask for it, and I do. I'm sorry for all my friends that are listening. I know that that's just like my thing. Sometimes I do need to ask permission. I'm like, hey, do you want some guidance? Because I have some ideas. I just tend to just throw it out right at you. Anyways, let's circle back to holiday stress. How do you want? This is like as you're journaling with the previous things, what is not working last year, what was feeling heavy and overwhelming, how did things feel last year, and then how do you want this holiday season to feel? Like, let's think about this. How do you want this holiday Christmas December season to feel? Do you want to make lots of memories with your kids and do a ton of activities? Does that light you up? Does that excite you? Because if you're an extrovert, probably. Do you like hosting? Do you enjoy that? I love spending time with people, but I do not enjoy hosting. It's just not my thing. It actually overwhelms me, the planning process. The home, actually not so much. Like, my house is pretty picked up and tidy most of the time, so cleaning my house is not really the issue. For me, it's the idea of hosting and the idea of cooking and prepping. It's the food thing. Honestly, it's the food thing. It's not the people. It's the food thing. I don't enjoy cooking. It really, like, does not call me. It really stresses me out. It creates like extra overwhelm for me. Like, if somebody else is hosting and they're like, hey, everybody is doing a potluck, bring one thing, I'm like, oh, I'm totally game. I'd love to show up to your house and like bring something. But if it's I'm the one like hosting it and organizing it, I don't enjoy it. So I know that about myself, and I don't want that for myself during holiday season. It really creates that stress and overwhelm for me. But some other people love hosting. My mom loves to host. My mother-in-law loves to host. And it's just their thing. They enjoy doing it. They love it. It doesn't really cause that stress and overwhelm for them. They enjoy cooking. So it's like, okay, you know. But this year is going to look very different for us because we moved to Florida and we will not be going home for the holidays this year. And it's going to be very different. This year, I'll be have to host for my kids and my husband, and things will be a little different. But actually not a little different, very different, very. Let's come back to, how do you want this holiday season to feel? I personally want it to feel peaceful, calm, joy. I want to have happy memories with my kids. So what needs to happen in order for that to be the feel of the holidays? For me personally, it is to do less. That's just how I see it. Okay. Here's the thing. In order to stress less, oftentimes we need to do less. And one of the first things is to recognize your own limits. Oftentimes, we push ourselves past our own limits. If you are an extrovert, if you are this person that just loves to host and you are love to be surrounded by other people and that's how you get your energy, your limits will be very different from me, who is highly sensitive and an introvert and does not like to cook and host. Believe me, I like people and spending time with people. I like small groups of people, but I don't enjoy hosting. Please don't get me wrong. Like, if you're coming over to my house, if I ever invite you, that doesn't mean I don't like you. I just don't enjoy the cooking aspect of it. But I enjoy spending time with you if I invite you over. Just to make that clear. So if you're looking at this holiday season and you want it to be peaceful and calm, like, what is important for you? What do you value? And what will make this holiday season meaningful for you? These are some good journaling prompts for you to kind of work through and think about, okay? What is truly important for you? If you're a Christian like me, I am a believer, I am a Christian, and Christmas is all about Jesus. So teaching our kids about Jesus and all the things about Christ. And that is what is important to me. Yes, presents are nice, but that's not the priority. It is fun for me to go out doing Christmas light seeing with the kids. That is important to me. And I think that's a fun activity. But having my kids be in all these plays and all these events and bands and stuff like that at school is not a priority. My kids are not old enough to do that anyways, but just like thinking about what is a priority, what is important for you, what is it going to be meaningful? Here's an idea. I have four kids. My youngest one would not be able to cooperate in this, but my three older ones would be. And I will ask them, what is important for you this Christmas, this holiday season in December? What is something that you really wish we can do together as a family? I think it would be great to ask them that, because sometimes we do so much for our kids and they don't really even care. Like, I know my kids love going Christmas light seeing, like to a Christmas light show. That is something that they enjoyed. I know that they really want to make baked cookies. That is a priority, right? Some people like to go to a concert or something like that. Like, it depends what it is for you and your family. It depends how many kids you have. But I would ask your kids, be like, hey, everyone can come up with one thing that is important for them that they want to do this holiday season. And that way you kind of work around that versus just trying to make a list of all the things that you think your kids would enjoy, when it's actually creating all that stress and overwhelm. If you have like 10 kids, you might need to, cut down and have, I'm sure some of them will overlap, right? I doubt that there's mamas listening to my show that do have 10 kids, but who knows? Maybe there is. So if your intent for this holiday season is to spend more time with your kids and connect with your kids and your family, and that's the intent you set for this season, and to have more peace and calm, because that's my intent for this season, it will be a lot easier to say no to things that do not align with that. Okay, so let's say you have somebody from church that said, hey, we're hosting this party and there's a gift exchange and you are invited and your whole family is going to come. It's going to be like so fun. And, as you're thinking about it, you're like, it sounds great, but I just don't feel drawn towards it. Like internally, you're thinking about it. It will be easier for you to say no if your intent is to have more family nights at home and movie nights and cookie nights. And if that's the intent for your holiday season, it will be much easier to say no because you already decided ahead of time what's the intent. So when you decide that your intent is to have more peace and calm this holiday season, again, it will be so much easier to say no to things that don't align with it. And there are respectful ways to say no to people when they invite you and say, thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate it. Like, I truly appreciate you thinking about me. Right now, it just does not align with the intent we have set for this season. And we already have so much on our plate and we are not going to be able to attend. And it's a respectful way to say no. Right? And if the person is a true good friend, they will understand. They're not going to pressure you into showing up for that. All right. Number two, what can you let go of that no longer serves you or supports you in this season? And that kind of circles back to number one, what is aligning with you? What is the vision? What's the intent for this season? So many times we have traditions that we've been doing for years, but they're actually really, really stressful and overwhelming. And is that something that you can say no to this year for this season? Maybe because it's just not aligning with things and it's really creating that extra stress and overwhelm. It is better to let go of some traditions and have more peace and calm in your home than try to keep up with a tradition and create more chaos, frustration, and anger and triggers. All right, I'm just saying. Is there a gift exchange that you can do that will be less stressful. For example, like when we first got married, we both come from big families. My husband has 4 siblings, I have 5 siblings, and our parents. And I remember the first year we spent so much money on Christmas gifts because we like got a gift for everybody. And it was a lot because we have big families. And then moving forward, we decided to do Secret Santa exchange. So then it was less gifts to buy for family members. It was less stressful. It was less overwhelming. So we let go of some things that were not serving us. Is there commitments that you do every single year? Like you host some things or, you know, organize some things at church and it's just really weighing you down and it's causing so much stress and overwhelm and it's putting you into this mode of constant frustration with your family and it's really stressing you out. Is that something you can let go of this year and just say, I know I've done this in the past, this year I will not be able to do it. It does not align with this year for us. I have so much else, other things that are on my plate. Another thing I wanted to say about Christmas gifts, if you think back of last year and the year before that, do you remember what you got for Christmas from others? Do you remember what you gave others? Do you remember what your kids got? I honestly don't remember a lot of the things. Maybe it's just my memory, but nor do your kids. And what I'm telling you is if you spend so much money every year on Christmas gifts and that is causing you so much stress and overwhelm, things can change. You can do things differently. You can choose to spend money instead of things on activities to do with your kids together, on memories together, on memberships to the zoo or to the museum or an event where you can go with your kids, like concert tickets. Spend money on things like that. If you're going to spend it anyway, spend it on that and make memories with your kids that way instead of just giving things that will create more clutter and actually more stress in your home. That's just my 2 cents on that. We don't give a lot of gifts to our kids for Christmas, for a couple of reasons. This is one of them. The other thing is I have 2 boys. My older 2 have birthdays in January. So they're going to get gifts in January again for their birthdays. Plus they get gifts from grandmas on Christmas and, you know, grandparents and Santa. Well, we do Santa with our kids and my husband and I. And then, so it's like, they don't need a lot. They usually get 2 to 3 gifts from my husband and me. And then they also get gifts from grandparents and then they have birthdays. So that's just kind of like my 2 cents when it comes to that. And 3 is how can you make this holiday season easier? How can you simplify things? Can you just order all the gifts off of Amazon? Will that just make things easier? It really does for me. Can you do Secret Santa exchange like I mentioned before? So then there's less gifts to buy. Can you buy some things that are already pre-made so you don't have to do a DIY thing if that's stressing you out? If you are hosting something, can you do a potluck than trying to do everything yourself? Can you say no to things that are feeling heavy and just are not aligned and feel burdensome? And if someone asks, you can just say, this year, we decided to focus on creating more peace and calm this holiday season, and we want to spend more time together as a family with our kids and just do less. And truly, if this is somebody that loves you and cares for you, they are going to understand and they're not going to pressure you into getting you to do more. I hope this episode was a little helpful for you and a little insightful. And if you're listening to this and you found it helpful, please share it with a friend. Please share this episode and help another mama out that could use the support. Also, you know what? I hang out on Instagram almost daily. So if you screenshot this episode and you tag me on Instagram, you get a chance to be entered into winning a free course, Emotionally Healthy Mom course, if you do that. Also, if you want to leave me a review, actually reviews are so important for podcasters. If you want to leave me a review on Apple, screenshot it, send it to my email, hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com. You will also get entered in a chance to win a free course, Emotionally Healthy Mom course. It's $99. and it will completely shift the way you do motherhood. It's very similar to the things that I teach in my coaching program. So you get to win that for free. Anyways, I hope you found this episode helpful, Mama, and I will see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.